What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
This is Drop Tent Media Network.
Hi, I'm Albert Davis, and I'm a solo staker on the Ethereum blockchain.
And I'm Tommy Harrell, and I'm a solo staker.
Both Tommy and I are crypto enthusiasts, navigating the world of Ethereum solo staking. We're not experts, but we're on a journey to learn more. So join us as we explore, learn, and stake our claim in the Ethereum network. Welcome to the Lone Stakers Podcast.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Uruk.
Human.
Uruk.
Sir, slimy reptilian.
Now we're recording.
Yeah, now it's good. Oh, hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Call the Bus. Neil Wood, Adam Nutter. I'm in the studio. Adam's in Bucks. He's doing his stuff. He's showing his muscles as usual. It's good to see you. We got a guest in the studio. I'm going to leave it to Adam to introduce.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm excited.
The great Bobby Massey from not Las Vegas, originally from New York, upper New York, right? Or
well, not upper New York, but Hudson Valley.
Hudson Valley, which is to me, technically upper New York as a Staten Islander. That's upper New York to me. But yeah, like, Hudson Valley now living out in Vegas, fucking the life. Oh. So jealous, nice and warm, desert. Love Vegas, dude.
I don't know what warm you're talking about, but it's all right.
40 degrees is still warmer than 30.
So dude, I don't really 40, want to hear it. But it's a dry cold.
It's dry cold, that's true. I do want to lead off with, I was at the Giants-Eagles game last night, and we got a win, so.
About time.
That's right.
Let's go Giants.
Disgusting.
Let's go Giants. And it was a handed win. We beat the shit out of the Eagles. And just want to point that out there for all the Philly fans out listening to this fucking podcast.
Every time you do this and you're going against the team that basically governs the city, it's every time it feels like you're slapping good traffic and people being in a good mood. That's what Philly feels like. It's like we have to win because or else we'll riot. it's that type of thing.
They pre-grease the polls if they think they're going to have a big win.
It doesn't matter if we win or lose. We're greasing polls.
Yeah, polls are being greased in Philly no matter what.
Philly's the only town I know when they lose in the playoffs, they riot their own city. It's like it could be a hometown. We're going to destroy our city. It's like...
Yeah. Them and every Canadian city that wins a Stanley Cup.
Sure.
Yeah,
they do the same exact damage to their own city, which doesn't really make sense.
Well, no, but he's saying even when we lose... That's what
right. That's I'm saying there's only two groups of people that do that, win or loss. Canadian hockey cities or
you're saying, happened. That's happened in Canada if they've lost the state.
Of course it has.
No one's leaving the stadium happy. No one's ever leaving the losing game happy.
See, this is ridiculous. Adam, you just made a stereotype about Canada.
I did not make a stereotype about Canada. They only care about moose and hockey. Do you not know Canada?
But I
sometimes syrup.
I hate online podcasts. Anyway, what I'm saying though is like you made up a thing about Canadian. I had no idea. What are you talking about? They rioted even if they don't win the Stanley Cup like us?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man, I feel more kinship with Canada now.
Ugh.
I didn't know that.
Is that
they're good people? They're good people up there. Philadelphia didn't know that. I didn't know that. I'm sure Philadelphia fans would like love it. You go on vacation, see their riot. You know what I mean? That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, you know what? It's also kind of unfair to you guys because they don't get the same rap like you guys.
True.
Get,
that's what I'm
right?
saying.
Like you're doing the same rioting they are, and you guys are like scumbags, and they're like they're just silly Canadians loving hockey.
This is my point. Yeah, this is my point. I did not see that. I didn't know that was a thing. And then I'm like, oh, all right, we're terrible fans. Sure, whatever. And we had let a team cover our city and how we act every day. But at the same time, Canada does it, so it feels good.
Canada does do it. Bobby, you might be muted.
Who knows? Bobby's been touching up his camera like he's going to get better looking. I don't know what the fuck Bobby's doing, dude. Listen, bud, you know, we all look like shit. It's fine. Adam's True. Got some weird bird eye camera now.
He's got, you know, yeah, dude, I was fucking with it. I think I made it worse.
Yeah, like typically you would set up your camera and you would have it so that it sees you and you're seeing the screen. Yours is just perched like, dude, it feels like I'm watching lo-fi fucking, or I'm watching like a still video on lo-fi beats on YouTube. Like the animated one, it's just you at a computer.
It'd just be like this.
Like that, vibing out. I'm like, this. The fuck is this? Yeah, you're crazy.
I kept trying to switch it before you got here. I was making it worse. It kept going more to like the wall. And I was like, I don't even understand the physics of this. I think no matter which way I turn it, it just goes that way.
God.
I'm a fucking mess, dude. Yeah. I'm a fucking mess.
Anyway, okay, I'm learning something about Canada today. That's big. But yeah, I mean, you got to go to the game and you guys got a win. Good for you, I guess.
Got the win. It was almost empty, the stadium, because the Giants are trash. We were fucking 5-11 going into that game.
Do we need to pause?
No. I think it's fine. All right. I think it's fine.
Gotcha.
It was like a lot of, it was like 60-40 Giants fans, Eagles fans, like a lot of Eagles fans there. And they were just not happy leaving that stadium. It was great. I felt so fucking good. Great moment. No fights, no like anything of like note really. Oh, want to hear the dumbest shit in the world though? How many volts would you say your car puts out for that fucking socket in like the center console?
They're typically 12 or 9.
It's 12, right? But it's like 120 volts total, right? Like it's like 12V, but it's like 120 volts is like it's like the mat, right? Yeah. So we decided to do a little tailgating, like a very, very minimal, tailgating, right? Sure. Like two of us. So just like two, three burgers, whatever, like, you know, total, like some chips, nothing crazy. We have an indoor grill that you just plug into the wall, right? So I have a portable power station. And I was like, well, and I have the car adapter. So worst case scenario, I'll use the car for the power. How much power do you think an indoor grill that plugs in takes that's this big?
I don't know, man. I'm not an
indoor grill.
I'm guessing that you don't know either. And this is leading me to not be on your side. So,
fine.
Cause you're just like, I plug a thing into a thing and what, the car's big. So that's how I know you think. So I don't trust you. You're just like, car's big, thing small. It's fine. And I'm like, you know, there's more science behind it. Let me guess. Did it drain your battery?
It didn't even turn on. Adam,
are you telling me you grilled in your car?
Buddy, I wish I grilled in my car. I grilled nothing. I spent $65 on stadium food instead because I was starving. And we didn't eat on purpose. We was like, okay, we're just going to grill at the game. And yeah, then it got sadder as it went on. Like it started out where like we had everything out. We pulled the chairs out in the back, opened the trunk. The whole nine had the portable power station, plug it in. I was like, the light isn't turning on. And then I don't want to give Neil credit, but he's right. I was like, this car is big. How much power could this car possibly have? A lot. It's a lot of horses. A lot of horses could power up this grill, you know? So then we went from moving it to like the back where everybody else was doing it, like on the gate, like a professional, to like we put it on like the floor of the front seat because that's where as far as the wire reached, from the wire to the center console. So then I was like, all right, we could just grill in the chair. That's cool. Like it's still a thing. And then that didn't turn on. And then it just became sad that we're just sitting in the car watching Red Zone like for 2 hours.
You tailgated in the parking lot of the stadium in the car watching shit you would normally watch at home when you're not at the game.
Yeah, and at least there's food at home.
Oh, okay, so, like, okay. And you ruined a car battery, so it's another $80.
I was revving it, doing the fucking like boom, boom. Like I've seen this in movies. Did that make power go? I don't know how science works. I don't know how cars work. Do cars work when you push the pedal and it goes into the power part? That sounds like a car.
How much
are you sitting in a baby pool? Not good, sorry.
How much does a hibachi cost? You know those old hibachis? Aren't they like $30? You get a hibachi.
That would cost 50 cars to run. There's no way if my little shit thing.
No, not an electric hibachi, dude. I'm talking about the one you put the little bag of briquettes in, you light it, and you cook.
$25.
And you throw it away when you're done.
dude, that would have been the option from the get-go. Like, that would have been way easier.
That would have been way too much 1988. That would have been like way too much. Like,
no, it's not. See, the problem is he didn't do it dumb enough. But you're fucking caveman. All right. You go fire. That's what you know. Right. You know how to set things on fire. That is about it. You went into electricity. It's too much for
buddy, you're not wrong, because as we were leaving, we saw a bunch of dudes. It looked like the scene from Space Odyssey. Because you know, it's like everyone's hammered at the end of the night, just trying to get out of the fucking stadium. These guys had like a giant like fire in the metal container, you know, like the circle metal cylindrical thing.
Yeah.
And they just dumped it over and just caused a giant fire on the side of the road. And like the embers were like hitting this guy's truck. And you just see like one dude, and they're all like chimps, dude. It's like, oh. And like one dude's like trying to like fan the flames out and it just going into his car more. And then the cops are just like, all right. And they just drove away. It was a nightmare. But like those guys kind of probably had a good time up until that point though. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They were living the dream. They had probably a bunch of food, they brought out the game. They didn't give a shit about the fire at all. No worries in the world till they got back to the truck. And here I was the whole time mad, ruining my experience. $65 for two sandwiches and waters, by the way, is insane. That's insane.
It's nuts.
I got fucking raped. That was both the Giants won. So you know what? Kind of all worth it, really. I would spend $60 for every meal if the Giants win. Every single game.
Oh, you'd be so mad if they lost. Holy shit.
Oh, dude. I went thinking they were going to lose anyway. But like, let's be honest. I would have been very upset if they lost. But the win helped make everything better. Made the tailgate failure work better. It made the fucking the money thing better. It really made everything just so much fucking better. It's the best.
Of course.
Win solves all.
It's the best. I love it. It's the best.
Yeah. It's the best. That's my best Trump I can do. The best. It was fucking great. I loved it.
Other than the Giants winning, you were like an Eagles fan, is basically what you're saying.
I don't like to think of it in those terms because I refuse to allow myself
that? What was that? Fuck. Some balloons. What the fuck was that?
I don't know, dude. Messi is on your side, dude. What do you mean?
I don't know. Some graphic came up on my.
Yeah, we saw it.
What the hell was that?
You all saw it. We have no idea. It was on you. That was on your side.
I was like, yay, someone's birthday. Hey, maybe that's a tailgate balloon, right?
Oh, yeah. Let's celebrate the Giants win together, guys. Let's get gay. Celebrate the win. We'll bang out. That'd be good. Oh, that was off air. Never mind. All right. So I do have this video we could watch called The Failure of DashCon. And yeah. It's you guys remember Tumblr? Or it's Tumblr still a thing, I think. But you guys know what Tumblr is? Okay.
Yes, I do.
So for anybody listening who doesn't know what Tumblr is like Reddit, but even worse somehow, if that makes sense. Like Tumblr is if every adult you could think of that doesn't want to be an adult and just wants to escape reality at all times and just constantly act like they're 14 years old and have no responsibility, that's Tumblr. If you are an adult that can't get through the day without like, a comfort blanket or like something that like to make yourself feel better, like that's a Tumblr, like you're a Tumblr person. Like it's just the weakest basement dwelling people in the world.
So they decided you're a Tumblr user.
No, I'm a Reddit user.
Okay. So just a different basement dwelling.
I'm slightly different. Yeah, I'm slightly above Tumblr.
Okay.
This has been established in this podcast. I'm a Reddit guy. All right. It's I get a lot of information from Reddit. I get a lot of good subs.
It shows in your ability to understand electricity. It's understand. I get it. I understand the different types. Now.
Did you learn how to plug in your grill on Reddit?
Dude, don't think I didn't check Reddit to be like, what's up with this grill?
I don't understand. You're like angrily typing back. Yeah. I'm so full of shit.
Yeah, Reddit dudes will think that their Bronco can like, you know, pull a fucking boulder or you can plug anything into it and it runs. And then Tumblr kids, you know, they go everywhere and they are wearing fuzzy hats and they think that everything should be a video game. I get it. You explain Tumblr well.
My Bronco can pull a boulder, just for the record, but that's neither here nor there. And I will prove it. Find me a boulder. Find me a fucking boulder. And then you do all the work to tie it up and put it to my car, and I'll fucking drive it forward.
Do everything that makes. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Tumblr. It also, Tumblr was heavily more visual, where I feel like Reddit, you can like, it's
correct.
Yeah. Tumblr was more visual. It's definitely a place where I felt like, the fringe art, deviant art, furries, like all that kind of stuff. They went for a community. Like they went for a thing and it got divvied up just like Twitter. Like there's different sections of Tumblr, all that kind of stuff. If you don't know about Tumblr, but it is a certain type of individual. I feel like if you're still in it, you've been in it since the start, since this video, if you know about Tashcount, because this poor thing is just an absolute shit show.
It's wild.
I watched it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's on 5 till midnight. We did Rainforest, which was the furry convention.
Right.
And that's everything tough. You think of. Yeah. You're like, that's what it happened.
It's not even, you know what? And when I'm watching, I'm like, this is all solved and would be completely different. A furry thing. You gotta have a rich benefactor. You guys gotta have money for that to look classy. Cause if you saw, you could see a furry thing in a Bond movie, but it's so well done. Yeah. Because it'd be like high end design, furry shit. And it always, you could like pull it off. But as soon as it's just like, you have a fucking lanyard around your neck, you're like, this isn't going to work.
A bunch of people with like wigs or a long blue purple haired wigs, and they're like, what do you mean I need to pay money for this? You're like, yeah man, it's gonna be a rough day for you.
Yeah man, this is gonna be
you're talking like furry conventions, like the My Little Pony conventions and that kind of crazy shit.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes, no,
because the AVNs are about to start up out here in a couple of weeks, so it's like, sure. So it's kind of like in the same vein.
That's the same as the furry convention and the Tumblr convention. It's the same shit, just slightly different variant. Like it's all dumb. It's all a bunch of dumb people who think they're trying to like be adults in a room, and the rest of the world doesn't respect what they're doing. Exactly. But they think they are.
It's like a libertarian. It's like a libertarian convention. So
we know what's up with that. We know what's up there. That's a bunch of autistic dudes trying to figure things out. That's all that is.
No, but yeah, conventions in general, always fucking, it's always risky. And these ones are so sad when people are like, we want to do our thing. And then you're like, your thing's kind of run by chaos. So, which Tumblr, I always thought of like, oh, this isn't going to work out. Tumblr's like a chaotic space. I've always known that. It's always felt like I've been on it back in the day, but like very chaotic.
Yeah.
Why would it be run well?
Just yell pause to me if you want me to pause the video at any point, just to talk over shit.
I guess. We watching this whole thing?
No, it's only 10 minutes. It's not that long. But we'll just pick out what we get from. Like I said, just yell pause or whatever.
In March of 2013, a group of Tumblr users come up with a brilliant idea.
Some Australian guy, already heard his voice.
A convention specifically
fuck for off.
And
New Zealand, Australia. No.
Tumblr users. This is their story. DashCon, the Renaissance Marriott in Chicago. Only $65 for the weekend. Epic panel lineup. Welcome to Night Vale reading. LGBTQQIP2SAA+. Massive ball pit. Steam-powered giraffe live show. The Baker Street Babes. And friendly memes? You bet. Expect 5,000 people. We'll see you there. Whoosh. Here comes Friday and a big fat serving of reality. About 500 people show up at 9 a.m., but nothing is scheduled until 1 p.m., so people just wait around for the next 4 hours.
So at what point did you decide?
This is my point with like Tumblr people. They probably were like, no, it would be cool. Let's all get together for a convention. And they all went, yeah. And they went, okay, we'll go to the Chicago hotel. And then no one did an ounce of work past that. Because everybody probably would push it on everybody else. When everybody else did the fucking work, they're like, no, you could fucking schedule the event. You could schedule the event. Or they just didn't check because, basement dwelling. And then they show up and they're like, oh, it's been 7 hours and no one said anything to us. That's the start of their day.
One, as someone who's in a basement currently, I find offense. Two, and I do have to dwell. It is where my workstation is. I do not scroll, but whatever. So fuck off. Two, here's the thing you're going to find about this, because at some points I genuinely feel bad, because you can see there's a lot of ladies who clearly found a thing on Tumblr that they like and a group and stuff. And I don't see them as basement dwellers. I see them as like moms and stuff. And they're just kind of, they're in this, oh, this is perfect, because what we're looking at is someone laid on the ground. They have their arms crossed over top of their shirt. I don't recognize the shirt. It's just got a
sort of cosplay bullshit.
Yeah, it's something. And they've got two balls over top.
Pool pit balls, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The balls over top of their eyes. And they're about to ask them a question, which we'll play. But like, I feel as that one I've been dating, I'm like, I could see myself being caught up because this response.
Oh, no.
This is not caught up in something like this. I just mean, you're like going along to get along for a while. And then you're just like, what the fuck just happened? So, but I like this. I love this response. They're just laying on the floor. It's a concrete floor.
By the renewing of your mind.
There we go.
Anything.
Right, this is what you wanted to do with your life.
I didn't know this kind of thing happened.
The thug life throws you.
Turns out Steam Powered Giraffe canceled months ago.
Of course. Sorry. They did. They're Steam Powered Giraffe. Tickets,
no refunds though. Lol. Check out the games room. One TV, one console. Perfect for up to 7,000 people. Here's that ball pit you were looking forward to.
Free Palestine.
Oh yeah.
Israel. Death to Israel.
What the fuck is this video?
Overall, it's pretty fucked.
Genuinely don't. This footage is just like, and I get it, man. These are some awkward people. They've, you know, like, high social awkward.
Awkward.
Awkward is something I would say.
Adults in a ball pit, guys. There's adults in a ball pit.
And not a ball pit. That is not a ball pit. That
not
is
a ball pit.
That is an inflatable swimming pool that they put, they bought balls and put in. And it's a giant, when I tell you this room is massive, the fact that they didn't even think to put it in a smaller room, I guess that's the one room they had, is hilarious. Or put it in the corner. It's just in the middle of the floor. It's
in the middle of a giant like convention floor. Also, what do you think that ball pit smells like?
I mean, I don't know, man. It's chaos, probably. Just absolutely.
Are they wearing
chaos.
Socks? Are they at least wearing socks in the ball pit, or are they going barefoot in the ball pit?
Oh, dude, there's probably a ringworm in there. You know, and like other sorts of fucking variable old school, like someone probably got the rickets. I'm like, you can still get that. You know what I'm saying? Like old school diseases that no one gets anymore. And
right before the ball pit, they were like, no refunds. You're not getting your money back.
Oh, dude. Actually, they're going to address that in a second. It's actually more fucked up. Yeah, it's actually more fucked up.
14 people were unfortunately contracted typhus this week at a DashCon with a bunch of Tumblr retards.
Legionnaire's disease was a word thrown around.
Oh, man.
It's like, what? Oh. You get Legionnaire's disease in a ball pit. Yeah, no, they address the no money parts. It's really fucking funny. All right, so again, ball pit, middle of the fucking floor, must smell like just chaos and depression and fucking ball sweat, probably.
Hey, we just
Chicago hotel.
We just glazed over that when that guy yells the thing, the Palestine Israel thing, the people, he's yelling it, he's behind the camera, we assume, is yelling it at the ball pit people. They genuinely don't know what the fuck he's talking about. He just yells it at them and is like, okay, bye.
They're so used to like internet culture.
Right.
They're like, exactly. I do this on the internet.
Yeah.
And I get love for it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, right. Yeah.
So now it's like that IRL shit in real life. And they're like, fucking Palestine, death to Israel. And they're like,
you'd say
okay,
that.
I guess. Yeah, and like, he's like, good day, sir.
You'd say that as like, yes. Somebody posts like a thing they hate about, the Giants won. You're like, free Israel, Palestine, right? Sarcasm. I'm looking around. Like something like, I was like, dude, when you say that out loud in public, that's insane. That is crazy that you just yelled at people. And they're genuinely like, this is real life. We don't know how to act. What are you doing?
This is also a 2014. I know it's a long-term conflict, but it's not like this is like, you know, from like, a month ago, where like it's all just worked up again. This is like 2014 when I'm sure it was just how it's always been.
Sure,
this guy just going around constantly yelling this. Like,
do you think these people are still walking around with those wreaths on their heads right now?
Dude, 10 years later? I don't think they change out of these costumes.
No, the guy on the right's a senator. She died. And then guy on the left, he's actually just a plumber. He's a normal dude. Yeah, it's weird.
Actually, it's funny, dude. Neil, that guy on the left looks like he accidentally just is like, I was looking for a bathroom. And I just wandered into this, and now I'm just here. Like, I'm trapped. I don't know how to get out. I've been wandering here for 4 days. I need food.
If you need to see this, jump on YouTube, because where we have it chilled is like two serial killers and their soon to be victim in the center. They are dead eyes in this shot that we have just sitting on. And it is just two types of weird guys that you're like, I don't know. They both are going to try to make me touch their dick in a weird way, I think.
You know what they look like? They just got off the plane in Jonestown. And they're like, we realize what just happened now. Like, we're realizing that just now in this moment, what we're in for.
No, yeah. The guy on the left could easily have been like one of the dudes in the Manson like situation and yeah, completely went down. The young lady in the center, she does have British face. I don't know how else to say that.
I get it. 100%
agree. It's a European chick, it feels like. I'm not saying it's a bad or a good thing. I'm saying it's European. Okay. Adams would say it was bad.
Think they got off? You think they got off the plane at Hobby Lobby and then went right out to buy those wreath things? They're like, "Yo, man, I got something we could wear."
Yes, they went to a good Christian Hobby Lobby store and then went to
DevCon. And they're telling the cashier, "Yeah, this is for TumblrCon."
Yeah, that's what happened. I'm sure they support Hobby Lobby. The guy was yelling "Death to Israel." I'm pretty sure he's against Hobby Lobby. I don't know his politics, but from what he yelled out there, I'm going to say he's anti-Hobby Lobby. That's just me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's just me.
Again, I think he yelled it out just because he thought it was, again, comment shit. Like, I thought he, I was like, dude, you can't, that's a choice. Like, it's such a choice.
All right, let me play this more.
Fucking slow day.
Okay, so you're dressed up as the Batman movie shooter. What made you choose this costume? What made you decide to dress up as the Prime Minister of Israel to this convention?
I don't like this guy.
Then by 9 p.m., disaster strikes. The bill for the venue hasn't even been paid. The hotel wants it immediately, or the doors will be shut and the convention is over.
Get out.
Yeah.
That was the moment. Yeah, this guy's showing cat. Sorry, there's a lot of just dead air for audio listeners.
Yeah,
we're just watching them in a room together. They're basically
I love how they splice 50 Cent throwing money in the room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is my favorite part. They start yelling when they're like, listen, we need $17,000 for the hotel. They're going to kick us out.
$17,000.
The one woman starts going, this is extortion. Like,
it seemed like, it seemed like they could leave, but I was like, leave, like you got beat. It's going to be bad. Like,
but like leave. But like you were saying, like it goes up to like that mentality, right? Like I was yelling like this to comment, like, she's like, if I say, you know, capitalism stupid online or whatever, or extortion, I get a million likes from my community being like, you're right. Now, like, you're in the real world. This is a hotel who needs business and money to fucking operate. They blocked out this fucking hotel room for you for 3 days, thinking like, hey, we can make money on a wedding here for 3 days if we wanted to, right? So here, we're going to block it out for you guys. And this bitch is like, they're extorting us for the money that we promised to agree to the hotel to pay. It's like, it's wild, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it all comes down on the event people. You know what I mean? Just being like, asking, hitting them up for more money, it would have been an immediate sign to me to walk out. Like, take your loss, get out immediately. There's
Dude,
no
reason.
Do you
guys think they ever paid it? You think they had a deposit on this hotel? They had to have, right?
Well, so he explains that at the end. He explains a little bit, so we get, you know, when we jump to the end, he kind of does like a financial little rundown of like, was this always a scam or not? Because it's a good question. It's, when things like this are poorly run, Fire Island, whatever,
Firefest,
all that kind of stuff. You know, this one seems fairly straightforward. Of like, it was either so mismanaged, and then they saw an opportunity to take it, or money, or it was a scam to begin with. It seems pretty straightforward. I guess, because you know what, there's a couple of shots in this thing where we're gonna see the like the people apologizing, the event people, and they don't seem excited. They are very much like, I don't know where they fell in or how they got caught up in this, but I feel for them, because I'm like, whether you knew or, and I guess you just didn't have the money for an event planner, like, you know, they're like trying to do it on a budget or something. That's this is why cons can't be done on a budget. You know what I mean? You can't be doing like, oh yeah, we're doing a con, it's only $1,500, so we're gonna do it in a parking lot, there's a ball put over there, it's a pool with a ball.
Also, I'm gonna throw out more stereotypes. I'm gonna assume for the majority of people attending this convention that money doesn't come easy for them, right? So like, they're probably like, they can't raise $17,000 off all these dog walker salaries. You know what I'm saying? Like, where are they, like, yeah, like, what are they gonna do? Like, where are they getting this fucking money from?
You know, how many money, people money were there? Sorry, Bobby, I apologize, but I also want to say money has changed, Adam, in a way that I don't like. It's just immediately judging. I'm like, we're comics. What are you fucking, dude? But I get what you're saying. This is my point. I was like, it's sad. This makes this very sad because you can tell these people were like, that was a reasonable price. They got involved. And I mean, people going to the con and wanted it. And it's just so sad to see them go like, you need more money. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Our dreams come true. Will I feel something? Will the internet become real? That's kind of why they went. They're like, will the internet become my reality? Yes. And then they're like, not for this price. No.
No.
You need at least so 20 grand. Bobby, I apologize.
No, you're good, man. You're good. No, so how many were there? They said 7,000 people?
No, 500.
How many?
500 show up.
500. Yeah. And they need 17 grand.
Yeah. I think when he does. Did. Yeah. Right. When he does the. That? We'll do the breakdown. Like 30, let's not even worry about the cost. Because I'm telling you, he does a breakdown and he'll run through all of it. And it's good. This is so corny.
This is one of my favorite parts of the entire thing. Easily because just not to beat the dead horse of like, I think the internet's real. But this is like, I'm going to do the thing from the movie. That's like, I'm a fucking resistance fighter. They're doing the Hunger Games.
Three fingers up.
The hotel's like, cool. $17,000 though. Right, guys.
Yeah.
But they raised the money and con continues. Saturday, artists and stall holders who paid $150 each for their tables aren't selling anything because their customers just donated all of their cash. Tumblr's turned on the convention completely.
The destruction of this
convention
is dedicated to all of the women whose
bank account
have been ruined and ruled by it. I'm stealing
money. Donate to PayPal. They call DashCon a scam and try to have certain events shut down. Mark Delstuff, a gay Hispanic panelist, is sent death threats because they think he's a straight white male who's misappropriating the gay for profit. Pacific Rim is illegally played to an audience of 100. Tumblr sends tweets to Del Toro to get them in trouble.
I like, by the way, that implies that if he was still gay and Hispanic and scamming, they'd be okay with it.
Sure, yeah, the framing of it is so strange, but it's definitely people who are way too into the internet. We're talking like spiral paranoia and just being like, nah, we think you're white and you don't seem gay. Like, it's like, man, you guys need to get around some more gay people. Sometimes they're just... just gay.
Do you think Ron Perlman knows they're using his likeness in this video?
I don't think he knows anything.
I don't think he'd be happy. I don't think he'd be happy about this.
It is funny because like you made a good point with the gay thing. It's like all these people's like if you're not, they're essentially like if you're not flamboyantly sucking cock on the stage, you might be like, you're not gay enough for us.
You guys are clearly just only know of internet gay or something. I don't know what you know of real gay people. Sometimes they're just gay. It's not.
Dude, I'm telling you, they were brainwashed by the internet, dude.
This is what scares me. I get you, man. I get you.
But it's so noticeable, like all these like cons, like the, like this one, the furry one, like it's this mentality thing or this mindset where it's like, because they're such an echo chamber and they just take that shit right to the world. So like, you know, they're there and this guy's like, I'm trying my best to like, shut up, white guy. He's like, I'm Mexican. Like, you know, because they're just so used to like that insult online. That's all they are. Right. So, like that's what they do. And the guy's like, that doesn't really work here.
Yeah.
No, in this instance.
What if the ball pit was their timeout? If they got out of line, get in the ball pit.
Oh, buddy, you don't understand. Again, this is coming up, but you'll see about the ball pit.
Don't threaten them with a good time.
Come on, you'll see. Hold on. You'll see.
The Dr. Horrible sing-along is canceled due to copyright concerns. Then the main event. As long as we get to see a live podcast, reading from Welcome to Night Vale, it'll all be okay.
So yeah, I've listened to this podcast before. Welcome to Night Vale. It is 12:50. No, you're not. Guys, there's no fucking way. What? Because they didn't have any money to pay them.
Of course.
Sign together. Oh. Natalie, listen, I know you take therapy and go to therapy, but wow.
In that room waiting.
Yeah.
Like, dude. I get it, but like, you're lucky you got out of there alive. I mean,
if I was in the audience, dude, and I just donated to just keep the thing going, and like, I can't even buy anything, and they're like, hey, the main event, they're gone too, because we kind of lied about everything. Yeah, I would be pissed, but at the same time, it's like, what did you expect?
Yeah,
like what tough. Did you expect, dude? Yeah. It's like, this also reminds me. Remember the Democratic Socialist Convention that we watched that one time when there was like point of personal privilege.
Yeah. I think so.
Kind of like that.
Right.
This where she's like, I know we kind of just fucked everybody, but if we all just collectively side together, we're like on the same team, right? Everyone's like, I'll rip you from shred to shred. What are you doing? It's like that thing of like, you know, like don't clap because it's like auditorily bothers me. And they're like, I'll kill you. Get these fucking people from Nightville here now. Like they don't give a shit, dude. Like they're breaking down quick in the ranks.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't even know who any of these people are, but I get the sense that they were just thrown in front of a mic as well. Like these quote unquote leaders, the people that are talking.
Oh yeah.
That's why, again, I feel for some of these people. Like she's doing the collective side thing because she's like, I'm a third grade teacher. I think I can handle it. I don't know what's going to happen, but we'll do it. And we'll just, everyone, let's get a snack. Come back here in five. Like, you know what I mean? It's brutal.
Yeah, she's like, hey, guy with the fox ears, can you give me a collective sigh too, please? Like, that's who she's talking to, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Which makes sense. So, I mean, she's handling what you're good, but she does not feel like
she's... Mentally ill adults is what she's dealing with.
Oh, you're just as mentally ill. Don't fuck.
In a different way, though. I'm more fun with it.
For the show to start, they changed the rules on the website so that there are no refunds.
That's a problem.
But don't worry, there's a silver
lining. That's what I was talking about, Bobby. They just, during the middle of the convention, they're like, no refunds. This is always that way, though. You can't prove otherwise because it says it.
Yeah, let's just change this up real quick. Yeah, just like, yeah, hit publish. Like,
what are the odds they're all going to read it? You know,
they have access to the website as well, which is interesting.
Yeah. It's like, and they're going to post it on Tumblr, which I'm sure they're just on constantly all weekend there. Like,
welcome to Night Vale is entitled to a free extra hour in the ball pit.
This is what you're saying.
Extra hour? And whoever this guy is recording it, I don't like either. I don't like
the guy. He's the worst.
He's not helpful. Sorry. Continue.
I don't think they're ready for this one. Jump in the pit.
I don't know this man.
Oh my god, dude.
Let's see some meme. It's gotta be a nightmare. It sucks.
These were all the memes that came out of the fucking convention.
Right.
The ball pit memes. That's so fucking funny, dude.
By the early afternoon, the vendors pack up and leave. Some shitty panels happen.
LGBT Q&A, where they gave us too small of a table and not enough chairs. Pansexual, fluid.
Because again, they don't have any cash. They're giving out free hotel mints as prizes. The teenage unpaid helpers, who are promised free meals, aren't given anything and go hungry. There's a full-on organizer meltdown. And Tumblr finds out that the main artwork used for the convention is, in fact, stolen copyright. By the evening, the unthinkable happens.
That's what Tumblr
the ball pit starts to deflate. And someone pisses in it. Sunday.
Sure.
The ball...
Ball pit's taken away, obviously.
The fact that that didn't happen immediately is actually kind of impressive. They didn't know shit or pissed in it right away.
I mean, I guess that's a helpful thing. It does give me hope in humanity a touch.
Right? A little bit. It's like, let's wait 2 days before we completely desecrate this fucking ball pit.
Yeah, it felt like somebody passed by. I was like, hey, fine, we're done with this, right? Like, I think we all collectively say, fuck this thing, fuck this convention kind of thing. Let me just pee in it real quick. Dude, we'll get this out of the way.
Janitor is just dragging it out slowly as like all the balls are just slowly like falling off it.
It went directly into the garbage. Absolutely. I wouldn't be surprised if, the building was just like, we'll have it. It's fine. We'll bury it under this floor. Actually, we're going to take up the floor because that's how much sadness is in this thing.
Imagine this convention,
the terrible con.
The manager was like, we just got to level this hotel, right? Like, we just got to raise it. Like, this can't be saved.
It's a bunch of people tried to enter the Matrix here and found it not to be real, and they were just not excited and socially awkward, which I get. And they pissed in a ball pit. We should just burn this entire place to the ground. It's so rough, dude.
It's a fucking Bobby's phone died. Power too.
It's fine.
Yeah, but like, that ball pit. It is kind of, but like, dude, it really just goes to show you like the complete. An organization of this from like literally from beginning to end of all of these, though, like all of these cons, like these weird niche cons, No one wants to just be an adult and like, I mean, just do the work required to like,
you should talk. So
oh, I'm not doing this. That's the thing though. I'm not like
doing a con. A con. Sure. Yeah, you're not, I guess.
But then organize a fucking con. I also have money. So I can throw money at things and like solve, you figure it out.
Yeah. No, money makes, again, like I said, money makes this classy.
That's
doesn't
what I'm
matter
saying.
How it is. It could,
you
want to
shit
make,
on me, but you know, if I ran or if I was behind you. This, no, no, I'm saying about I know I'm mentally ill, but I have money. So if I was to start an Adam Con or something like that, I would be retarded essentially.
How many Comic Cons have you been to?
A lot.
Okay. So, but again, it's a higher class. It's but again, it started just like this somewhere. Remember, like it was, you know, like I remember hearing of like the alien cons, like early on, a bunch of people getting together, talking about aliens, like back in the day and stuff. For you, even if you went to a Comic Con now, like when it started, it looked like this. Somebody had like a fucking ball pit just in the convention thing off to the side, and it was fucking shitty, but people had fun, and then they went away, and they got to be able to pay their bills.
You know, but, I think you might be right. I might have hit cons like when it was too late in the game. So like I missed all the sad part, you know what I'm saying?
You got it. Yeah. You wouldn't have been getting into cons. Like I think cons were starting to get more popular or grow, I think, in like the 80s, like, but you were very young, so
yeah, you know, you might be right. Oh man, that would have been sad. Just five dudes in Spider-Man costumes,
90s, but like you would have been still very young, so and playing like football and shit. But anyway, no, it's anyway, just keep going. This is fucking
sad. Pit is taken away. Also, Tumblr finds out that Random Acts, a charity that DashCon claims to be partnered with, isn't in fact partnered at all. Which means, by the way, they've just been pocketing the money. The organizers host an official apology panel.
Mistakes were made a lot on different people, just in case they can't hear this. And we take full responsibility for our parts. But we intend to learn from our mistakes to make 2015
better. Here's a quick summary of that.
We're gonna try in 2015. The balls.
Crazy. I'm surprised an arrow just didn't pierce her chest from someone in the crowd just said that. Just,
like, I gotta say, insane. The panel, you paused it perfectly. The panel is who I think it should be a panel for a con of Tumblr.
Dude, if you were good. Like,
all white.
What's a visual representation of this?
Very well. I mean, these are the people that I could see picked out of the lineup of people that are interested in Tumblr and being like, you guys seem the most organized, right? Like you seem like you can handle this, but it is exactly who I think it is. And I'm just kind of like, you know,
God damn.
Bobby, I gotta say, buddy, in terms of guests, bud, you're one of our crazier ones. I don't know what's going on. I'm holding back so that you don't hate me, but holy fuck. Like, you dude, what is going on in Vegas, bud? Is it that sad?
Yeah, lost me. They took the ball pit away.
He got peed in. What do you want him to do?
He got peed in. They had to drag it out of there all sad like and throw it in a dumpster out back, dude.
It went to PissCon, dude. Don't worry about it.
They're going to repurpose it. Recycle that shit.
Got used. Yeah, anyway.
This panel does look like...
The one chick all the way to the right seems like she's kind of, I think she's speaking. She's got it together. The gentleman to her left immediately is like, yeah, dude, you're into Tumblr. Probably a lot of maybe anime stuff. Like I get it. Long hair, heavy set. You got a hard brow. That is telling me caveman. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it might be. Who knows? It's a grainy video. Who knows? We got a metalhead kind of guy. I think I see some tattoos and sleeves. There's a woman who's got her heads in her hand that I'm just like, I know, right, baby girl? Like,
yeah.
You are fucked.
She looks like they were like, you got to come up with us. She's like, but do I?
Yeah. No, she's like, nah, this is a nightmare. This is a nightmare. I did not know it was going to be this bad.
She's like, I just bought the cups. I didn't know about anything else. So like, get up here. You're going down with us. You organized something.
Which one of the five do you want in the front row at your next comedy show?
I could take any of them. I could take any of them, to be honest.
Not the one with the hands, her head in her hands. I'd be like, nah.
Dude in the middle.
That shit bothered me.
I think that guy, I could fuck with him and I think he'd be okay with it. I think the other four would go home and immediately try to get me killed or canceled. I think I could fuck with the guy in the middle though.
Definitely.
Commenting on their Tumblr sites.
You're definitely making enemies with the four. and yeah, the for center. Sure. Yeah, you're gonna make an end.
This is not my key demographic. This panel.
No, if I do the joke about comparing dogs to women, I don't think they'd be too happy about it. I don't think they would like me. But yeah, no, they would. Dude, imagine trying to do a set here. No. Imagine trying to do a set.
Imagine going up there not knowing that they're Tumblr people, and you're like, let me tell you about this Tumblr convention. You're going off on Tumblr.
And Bobby, let me tell you why that would be impossible. Because the minute I walked in and had a smell in sight, I'd be like, this is a Tumblr convention. Like, you know? Like, what's that smell of sadness and
cheese?
Yeah. It's like, oh, Tumblr. Got it. Okay. No.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. No, I would almost beg to do a set here just for the story on this podcast the next week. Be like, guys, I just did a fucking 10-minute set at a Tumblr convention. Get ready.
It's not even a Tumblr convention. I mean, remember, this is not put on by Tumblr. Tumblr has already said this is a scam.
Facts. You're right.
This is people. It's by Tumblr for Tumblr people. By Tumblr people.
Tumblr people. Believe.
It's not by Tumblr.
You're right.
By Tumblr people, which you're is right. So even better, because then you're just more out on a limb and like, oh no, our own community can't get us together.
Like, actually, dude, you just made a great point. It's like, yeah, that was also a fucking 1,000 red flags to everyone. It's like when that's like we were just getting together for, like, again, people were like getting together for like a Cult of Us thing, and like, we're gonna do a Cult of Us con, and we're like, no, don't do that. Yeah. You guys don't do that. They're like, we're gonna do it anyway. And it's like, well, the two people who own the thing are like, Please don't do this. What do they expect?
I don't know. Their dreams have come true, I think. They wanted their own personal Disneyland, but unfortunately what they got was an empty concrete room at a hotel, which is great. That's really what the internet is.
Yeah, kind of.
I blame
Sasha. Did you see that one chick again? Look at her. Oh, wait.
She just like
the chick. Look.
She is.
The editing of this video is, the editor is definitely not a fan.
Yeah, I think he's just getting to the point of what we all know. You know what I'm saying?
I think he may have something against these people.
No, he does. This guy who does this stuff, he just just documents like fucked up dumb shit on the internet. It's really, he really has no dog in the fight.
Otherwise, it's all my fault. Fuck that.
And everything is closed by one
AI version of it, Marilyn Manson there.
Since DashCon, there have been many rumors online that the whole thing was an out and out scam. So I did some detective work to see whether it was true. I think what I found proves that even if the staff didn't set out to scam people, they did opportunistically steal and lie. Prepare for some high-quality autism. DashCon had a written agreement to pay $40,000 plus some change to the Renaissance.
Whoa! Hotel.
They paid $20,000 before the thing began. Yeah. So they had a balance of $20,000 still remaining. They told the hotel that 5,000 to 7,000 people would be attending, and could they please pay as the door sales came in. As a financially risky move, the Marriott agreed verbally, but not in writing. On the first day, the hotel sees at most 1,000 people. They know that DashCon store sales are fucked, so they enforce immediate payment as per their written contract. DashCon does not have the funds. And here's where it gets interesting. DashCon claims they only have $3,000 in cash. So at 9 p.m., DashCon staff gather everyone into one room to beg for the remaining $17,000. Let's do a head count. 33, 129, 120, maybe another 33 here in case there are people on the margin, and we'll add 10% to be generous. It's unlikely that there are more than 350 people in this room. Now, we know they reached their goal.
Almost got shut down.
Really?
We need raised $17,000.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. Did you do it?
We did it in under an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
They received donations by PayPal and cash, but only a small fraction in cash. Let's be generous and say 1/10 of the room at most. You can see people donating in the footage, and it's probably much less. So even if each cash donor is giving $20, which again, generous, that's only $700 total. Therefore, the other $16,000 or so is in electronic payments. Now let's look at this leaked list of transactions. Hold on. They made most of their payment in cash, almost $12,000. But they only could have got $700 from the donors, and they only had 3,000 in cash. So where did the rest of it come from?
Are you guys blown away? They raised 20 grand to begin with.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right.
I don't know how or who's doing their books, but
I don't think they pay rent. I think they're still with their parents.
No. Yeah. Okay. So, fair. That's a good point. But still, right.
I don't think they have cars.
20 grand's a lot.
Well, yeah, 20 grand's a lot. 20 grand's good. 20 grand's good. But
and they had nowhere near that to start. Like if you're waiting on pre-sales or if pre-sales are so low and you have a nut that big. There's just, you were either, again, like just like comedy show day. Like, this is very easy just because sometimes if you're waiting for a show to fill up or something, like it's the same thing. But like the likelihood of them getting that many door sales from the, let's say 1,000 there's only 350 people in that room, let's say. But like if they had 1,000 that day, it's like you estimated 5,000 to 7,000. So you're so far off. Like you should have called it right then. And that's clearly what I think happened. But the question remains, and he kind of at some point or at the very beginning, someone knew you had to or bet big, which is the tough part. I don't know what they did.
So you know what? Part of me is like, they're scamming. There's no way they're not. But then the other part of me, and like Neil, you said so many times this episode so far today, of like, they're just like idiots and dreamers. Who don't understand like reality and they think like this is just going to work on the merit of it working like without anyone actually doing work to it. Right. So like, they're like, oh, someone will take care of the money and they just show up. And like, oh, what do you mean? I have to pay. Like that's this whole thing.
This is the reason why comedians need retainers before they show up to gigs or they need to be paid up front. Right. This is the exact reason why, because holy shit. Could you imagine if you paid to go there to perform and do like, a feature set and you're in front of 300 people and they're like, yeah, we don't have enough money to pay the hotel to be here.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm still going to do my time though. Cause we're sad.
You're like, this is going to be one nasty roast is what this is going to turn into.
Yeah. That's all I would do. I was like, you could drag me off the stage, but I'm going to insult every single one of you in this fucking room.
Yeah. This is probably not the first time any of those people were in a ball pit either. You know what I mean?
No, as adults.
This week.
Yeah.
Door sales review, not donations, meaning they lied about only having $3,000 in the first place. They actually had at least $10,000. Now, here are the transactions that come from the PayPal MasterCard. Let's take that from the total owed. And what we get is the following. In a best case scenario, of the donated $17,000,
doesn't PayPal pull taxes on that too? They take a portion, right?
I can't remember. I believe so. Yeah, there have to be something.
It's not even 17 grand then. It's probably way less than that. It's probably like, what, 14?
I don't know if it's a tax or if it's a percentage they take or whatever it is. But
right. It's something though. There's no way. There's just no way it's a full 17 grand. So I still don't understand how the fuck they pay the hotel.
At most, they spent less than $7,000 keeping the place open. They spent over $2,000 on themselves and their own accommodation. And the remaining $9,000 or so, they pocketed. Also, they're liars.
I was on stage for an hour in front of 5,000 people.
Is there 5,000 people here?
I'm going to depend on it for a second. That's like a lot of comics who are like, dude, I crushed in front of like 400 people. Like there were 25 people there.
Dude, the place was packed, bro. The place was packed and I crushed it for an hour. You have no idea. So
this
many
guy's people. Doing comedian math, man. I get it.
There was industry there. Yo, I got it. It's so going to be awesome.
I mean, it's a con inspired by Tumblr. So he doesn't have an idea of what 5,000 people look like in one room. It's probably the most people he's ever been in a room with since elementary school. Or
that's so true. Dude. They're probably like, how many people in here? I don't know. We're between 2 to 7 million people. I don't know the difference of numbers. I've only seen my parents.
Yeah, he's not the best judge.
Oh, that looks like a riot.
I would say that's about 300 or 400 people, right?
Yeah, it does look like that. If that's the room and that's the only room they had and that was when they called them together, it doesn't, there's no way that's...
Oh, buddy, you think the hotel was letting them expand out of this room?
No, they probably right, exactly. Like, this room this is burns the only, down. Right. Yeah.
Let me ask you, when does Joel Osteen show up?
He would never. Are you kidding me?
I know.
But even for, he wouldn't sniff this if the money was even there. He'd probably be like, "I'm good," and he's a piece of shit. He'd be like, "I'm good."
He'd be like, "I'll say a prayer for you guys."
Yeah, yeah. He'd be like, "Joel, you want 20 grand?" He's like, "I'm good. I'll not do that."
Oh my god. Oh god.
Maybe
isn't it a little hypocritical that they're singing "We Are the Champions"?
I was gonna say, dude, maybe the most ironic song of all time.
Exactly.
Not even
the polar opposite of what they're singing.
Just cut back to that guy or the person on the floor in the beginning, just with their arms crossed, just being like, this wasn't a choice. I just ended up here. And this is, I'm like, guys, why are, and I think this time, so many times when groups of people like this get together, do some wacky shit, I'm like, why, guys, look around for a brief moment. What is happening? Like, do you have any outside perspective on this? Like, are you completely inside your mind? You are not. Why are you the champions? Why are you singing this song? Champions of what? You're winning what?
What do you think the hotel staff is thinking at this point? They're like, oh, what the fuck?
12 more hours till I'm home.
I gotta clean this room.
They're thinking, man, these guys do not use the deodorant we've been leaving for them in their rooms. That's what they're thinking.
Use the mints you're passing out as fucking prizes. Please.
Dude, the conference hall smells like fucking hot dogs. Guys, come on, please.
Guys, please, we're drawing something. We're drawing straws. Who cleans the ball pit?
Oh my god!
No, dude. We said when you would. I was like, dude, that ball pit was used, abused, and then thrown out. Man, that was 100% a victim of this entire
game. Yeah, that's the true victim of this whole thing. Those balls that in that inflatable pool, dude. They got fucking cum on them, piss, shit, every type of bodily fluid you could think of.
There's an inflatable pool from Walmart that definitely deserves a teeth. In the arms of an angel.
For just 2 cents a day, you could help clean this ball pit up.
Like, brutal.
That ball pit probably has an ecosystem of life in it somewhere right now. It's probably like a self-contained, thriving, like little microscopic life is living on that thing. That's how much fucking bodily fluid ended on that.
Yeah,
a baby probably crawled out of it.
Where do you think ball bits go? Well, where do you think ball bits go when they die?
What do you think a black light would show in? What would a black light show in that ball pit?
You would be blinded by it, like it was the sun.
Yeah, it would have a. Is this ball pit glow in the dark? I'm just curious. It's like, nah, that's actually, this isn't even a black light. That is just glowing based on the body oil that is on it currently.
That's natural lighting.
They've been sweating. I don't know what it is, but Tumblr people get together and what happens is they sync up and then they start to sweat bioluminescence.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, what? Yeah, they sweat bioluminescence. I have no idea. And it smells like old hot dog water.
Also, like they shoot ink like a squid for self-defense.
they're like those effervescent fish, right? They just are glowing.
Bioluminescence.
It's insane.
Oh, dude, that's so fucking funny.
It's so weird, so man. And also at this point in this thing, when they're singing and all in a room singing this, I think we're on Sunday. I don't know what day. I think this is still Saturday. I just don't know. Well, who the fuck on stage? I'm almost like impressed at whatever cult leaders these people are now. Cause at this point in the doc, it's not even a documentary. This is like 10 minutes and it's got me so wrapped up to the point where I'm like, what did you guys say in this room? Why are they singing? They seem to be on your side. You're like quelling them, like soothing them and stuff. How the fuck are you doing this?
Also, it's insane. Maybe the least group of intimidating people to like, threaten like uprising.
I get you. Yeah, 100%. They're probably much more. Yeah, these are not probably violent people. But there's a frustration point for everybody, and there are so many more people than there are leading this event. You know what I mean? At a certain point, you only hear, "Oh, it wasn't our fault." So many times, where you're just like, "You need action." I'm surprised. I don't know. It's insane.
How long in this room do you think you survive just fighting? Like, how long do you think you could last? Like,
I just like Big J's joke away. About fighting female cops almost, isn't it? Like, it's yeah. from Dog Belly. It's kind of like, I'm not, yeah. it's a great thing. I love the joke. But, like, yeah, it's ridiculous where I'd be like, probably, let's be honest, there's a couple of people that are a little bigger where I'm going to, for the joke, be like, 15, 16, easy. Like, you know, like I could easily burn 215, 16. But then again, in real life, it's going to be two big chicks named Denise.
Yeah, who are like, yeah.
We're gonna sit on me. I'm not that heavy. Well, like.
Here's how I'm thinking. If they attack me like a Batman villain, where they just one at a time,
sure.
I'll go undefeated.
It's cardio. Oh, okay. Right? Yeah. At that point, it's just your cardio. Let's see how right. long you can.
Yeah. It's until I get tired of winning. Then I'm like, all right, I'm out. And if they attack me like Starship Troopers bugs, though, like just a complete swarm, I'm gonna have a harder time. It's numbers game. Well, I'll take out those first nine. They're gonna have real.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. First nine, you'd be like, oh, I'm paralyzed. That's it. I shouldn't have been the first wave. But the third wave,
you're going to spray them with cologne and they're going to yell, we got maced.
What is this? What is this pleasant smell?
I sprayed you with Nautica. And yeah, they're like, we got maced.
This isn't basement must and fucking Cheeto dust.
Mustard gas, and they hit me with must. No, it wasn't. It was Polo Sport.
See, I feel like you guys are you're misjudging the. You know, I feel like this is mostly it's tough to tell the gender dynamic of like or like population wise how many, but there's a lot of women in this that you see.
Yeah.
And I think they're very acquainted with Axe and overuse of fragrant low shelf kind of shit. I think there's a couple dudes drenched in that stuff. They don't wear deodorant, but they will drench themselves so you have a nice BO Axe combo.
Because they definitely
this event was sponsored by Curve, you know. This was like
let's hope they're good.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
good for them. Lower that blood sugar. There's some people you can pick out. They're like, what's happening? There are a couple if you pay attention to that part.
But there's one last thing I want to touch on. As part of the merchandising, an official DashCon DVD.
What if?
And it's possible that a copy exists out there somewhere, and I need to find it.
Yeah, that would be.
So I want to put $100 bounty out for anyone who might have a copy.
Bounty.
It doesn't need to be the physical DVD, just a copy of the file itself.
Definitely.
The hunt is on.
Yeah.
Isn't it sad that there's just a ball pit sitting on a cement floor in the middle of like a warehouse?
Listen, and I'm trash. I know that they could have went with a bigger ball pit. You could get a bigger inflatable pool.
Dude, you could get a backdrop. You could do something. You could put it like, you know, you could digitize something around it. It doesn't have to be a ball pit on a cement floor. Looks like in a warehouse or a storage unit.
The sad part is they needed YouTube people help. Like if you got some YouTube people help, you get some DIY bros. They'd be like, oh yeah, we'll frame out a little box. Yeah. We'll get it. You know what I mean? Be like, oh, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Like you need a couple of those
tight,
dudes.
Yo, it's going to be tight. Yo,
there was, I will tell you that you were making fun of people in ball pits. I will say that I mean, this is still years ago, but there was a place that we used to do comedy. And it was owned by this eccentric dude. It was a vape lounge or whatever, but it was like decked out as shit. And he had a ball pit in the corner, like he built, and it had, this was again, not for children. I mean, but I will tell you that it's still fun to get in a ball pit. Like I definitely did. Like I flipped into it. So, but it's fun, but
you're too tall to be in a ball pit.
I know. It's insane. Well, it was a big ball pit. They framed it out. Like it was probably no joke. Like some of this studio size, like it was, but they framed it out, you know, 2x4, blah, blah, blah. You just do it. You know, I love that again. They didn't even get the biggest fucking, they were like, nah, yeah. the smaller baby pool is fine.
There's something, I don't know what it is. Cause I'm dumb. I get it. I do a lot of weird shit, but like if adults are super into a ball pit, I just go, I gotta look out for you. Like I keep an eye on you.
I gotta look out for me by watching you. I gotta watch something's not right. It's like,
sure.
Dude, also if you're really into a ball pit, I mean, there's a lot of 12-step programs that you could get into.
I don't know.
No, I'm like, get in the pit, baby. No, mom, listen, no, I'm telling you that. You're both wrong. One.
Okay.
Because now
time I was in a ball. Last time I was in a ball pit, I was really fucked up, and it was a McDonald's Playland, and that was probably about 15 years ago.
No, it's fine, and no, it's good that you. I know you're on that list that you're not supposed to be on, but it's fine.
The list of people that shouldn't be in ball pits.
No, we got it.
I'm on a Tumblr list. I love
that. Yeah, I love that. I just wait for you to like say maybe you were drunk or you broke in, but he was like, no, no, it was during the day.
No, it was during a children's party. I was making a fucking entrance.
No, but the only reason I'm saying is now you can go to those cool flex spaces that are like Ninja Warrior shit. And as someone who's been to one of those too, those foam pits you can do fucking gainers into. Yeah, well, you know, they're fun. I'm saying they sold them on a fun ball pit. They said giant. You know what I'm saying? Right. So like I get it.
I would pay to see any of those people at that convention to do a Ninja Warrior contest.
Sure. Yeah, they can't even do a push-up.
There's a couple of sprints.
Wipeout. It'd be like the show Wipeout, like if they were really
just fat elbows and underarms going all over the place. There's no way anybody's doing an athletic endeavor.
Easy. We used to have a podcast called Nerds with Words. You're not better. You were a chubby dude when I met you who was into comic books. You are still fat to me. You need to stop saying you're better.
I am better.
Over here with Bobby. Like, Bobby, right? We like tits and shit. It's like, shut up, you fucking dork.
Sports doesn't count.
Listen, I'm in a different time zone. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm better than those people.
All right. Okay. And I'm not, but I'm also better than those people.
Yeah, no. At least they can manage a camera better than you, but it's.
They absolutely could.
I'm being stupid. Listen, now
their internet's probably way stronger than mine too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Probably. Dude. Oh well, you need it to download all the things you're downloading. If you know, catch my drift. Definitely. Those illegal files they're probably putting on their computer. You guys want to do plugs again?
Yeah,
Bob, if you stick around for a Patreon episode, we do.
So this? Sad.
What's that?
We do a Patreon after this, like 20 minutes. If you want to stick around, you can. If not,
I can hang for a few.
All right.
As long as my phone holds up.
Yeah. All right. Let's go into plugs. Bobby, everybody, where they can find you, anything you got going on, upcoming shows, all that good stuff. You, Bobby, you go.
All right. Yeah, man. I'm doing stuff. Well, I'm working on a new set, and I'm working on, I'm also putting together my own podcast equipment.
Nice.
And I'm going to be doing, trying to reconnect with some of the guys I used to do shows out here years ago. I'm going to be coming back east probably about a month, and I'm probably doing some shows out there at Levity Live and some other spots in the Hudson Valley. Just working, man. It's a new year. I'm seriously not drinking anymore, so that's a good thing.
Sure.
You know, trying to clean out. Detoxify. So that's, I'm plugging my detoxification.
Plugging your detox.
Yes, I'm plugging my detox program. Just work, man. Just working my butt off. I'm going to reconnect my cousin out in LA who's friends with people at the improv. So I'm going to be doing a lot of shit coming up.
Nice, dude. Go check Bobby on social media. Anything you want to
throw? Social media. Yeah. Instagram, Facebook, Bobby Massey with a Y. You guys put me out with a B-O-B-B-I. What the fuck, man? Like, doesn't the facial hair give it away? You know, it's like
that was wild. I looked at my phone to spell your last name, and I fucking still spelled it wrong, like an idiot.
Dude, it happens all the time. You're not the only person. I'm like, what the fuck? But I'm gonna be working my tail off the next few months, and I'll definitely share the link for the show here and tag you guys, and hopefully if you guys ever come out west.
Neil's gonna be at the he's going to Vegas actually, I think, relatively soonish.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go at the end of the year, so I'll let you know.
Excellent.
But cool, man. Guys, go follow me at Adam Nutter on Twitter, Instagram, and Adam Nutter Comedy on TikTok. And go check out my other podcast. I do 5 Till Midnight, which is awesome. And I do with my 4 boys, Kyle Matovic, Sam Urban, and Luke and Tyler from Biting the Bullet podcast. It's a fucking fun show. It's a little different than this. We just riff on like current events and shit like that. Not serious. I'm not thinking that. I'm just joking around. Come see me on the road. Hopefully Neil could come with some of these, or be on at least one of the, or two of these trips. But He's busy. He's a busy boy. So come see me. We're both in Norwalk, Connecticut this Friday, 12th. Yep. Fucking the Burger Bar. And then the 19th, I'll be in Jacksonville. The 26th, 27th, I'll be in Conyers, Georgia. The 20th, February 23rd, I'll be out in Costa Mesa, California. 24th, possibly LA. That's might be up in the air right now. But April 12th and 13th, Corpus Christi, Texas. April 19th, Duluth, Minnesota. Alaska, possibly in between there at some point. Not sure yet. That's not confirmed. And then all the local shit I'm doing, you know, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York gigs that I'm always doing. Just follow my social media for all of that great stuff. Neil?
Yeah. Check me out at IamNeilWood.com. Go over there. Follow me on IamNeilWood on all social media. And of course, I got a couple things for you guys. I'm on a Browhouse show. That's right off of South Street. Actually coming up January 24th. And of course, you can check us out here. Let me do this correctly. Check us out at Myers Brewing Company coming up January 12th. And we're there every second and fourth Friday. We got a great lineup for you this week with Alejandro Morales, Sam Simonville, some great comics out of Philadelphia, and a comic out of New York, Daniel Ratterstrong. So a lot of fun stuff coming up there. Check us out at Myers Brewing Company in Fishtown. You can go over to Biggest Little Comedy to get all that show information. You can always see me over there, but we'll also be at Wissahickon Brewing Company on January 26th. You already mentioned that date. On January 20th, I will be in, I believe, Carlisle. In Hanover. Excuse me. I'll be in Hanover, PA. Come on out to that show put on by Gary Legomas. The Browhouse show January 24th. I'm jumping around a little bit, but that's like a dating show. It's like a dating game show. It's kind of just a fun show at Browhouse. It's comedy based. You'll see stand up and then we just kind of play some fun games. So come on out to that on South Street, January 24th. Don't forget to like and subscribe for everything for this podcast. Of course, you can check out all our stuff over at drop10.com/cult of us. Drop10.com/podcast. Check out the podcast page. You can follow our page. It's got all of our links on there. Everything you need to everything that we do. You can check out our store, of course, there and help us out a little bit. You get a nice, cool shirt, long sleeve, short sleeve, no sleeve, whatever you got going on. We got hoodies, we got hats, all that kind of cool stuff. And hoping to get some more stuff up for you soon. But that helps us out a bunch, guys. Go in there, have a little fun, grab something. It benefits us a bunch. And we appreciate $5 a month over at Patreon, patreon.com/cultofus. It's real simple. All right, you're going to get a shirt as well. So we got to know about your body. Let us know about your fucking sweet, disgusting body. All right, we want to know the size of your ball pit pool. You get into the Discord so you can check out some fights with us, movie watches, just jump in the comments, hang on out. It's a lot of fun there. And of course, extra content, the gauntlet, a bunch of crazy stuff that we do. And even after this episode, we'll jump into the Patreon and do some more shit. So, thanks a bunch. Again, cult of us on all the shit.
One last thing. I'm going to be headlining the 2024 Dash Con. It's going to be held out here at the Plaza Hotel in Vegas. And I'm also going to be opening up a new extension of Tumblr. So you guys can follow me. Yes, yes.
Tumbly.
Dash.
Tumbling.
Tumbling.
I know they didn't know it because it's a foreign language, but Dash is from what I can remember, a terrorist organization don't know that. Yeah. It's like pronounced a little differently, but I remember talking to some military dudes. They're called Dash, which I think is even the original name for ISIS. I could be getting confused.
No way.
Samsung, no, but
guys, Samsung had a pay service that came out right before ISIS was announced in the news as a thing. And it was called ISIS and it was ridiculous, dude.
And so even smaller, funnier correlation of the ISIS thing, Archer. Remember the show Archer, the cartoon on FX? Their organization used to be called ISIS. The second season, they just stopped. No, they didn't even address it. They just stopped saying, they're like, this isn't a thing anymore. We're just done.
Dude, I worked for a phone company and they were like, you could just send money directly to ISIS on your phone. And we were just like,
damn. I was right.
There was
the, I was right. It's spelled D A E S H, but that is how it's said. Like it's called Dash. That's why I was like, why does Dash sound like a terrible name for something now? Because it's been the terrorist organization.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought Dash was one of Sonic's friends. I'm not even kidding. I thought there was a character named Dash. I'm serious.
No, it does sound like a Sonic thing. I totally get you.
I think it was like one of the newer games. Like there's Tails and Dash. Am I making that up? Is that a fucking character?
Yeah, because the Islamic State has that every once in a while you'll hear ISIL, which is another Islamic State, obviously, and ISIS. But Dash is like the original like root name. And I remember hearing that a ton. And I was like, why is Dash frowned upon again? Or not frowned upon, but it has this tinge to it. That's what it was. I was like, well, it's 2014 back then, right? But it's even better now.
Yeah, it was way before DoorDash. It's way before DoorDash became a delivery service, right?
DoorDash.
Just like someone in ISIS, like looks at that dog, and like it's called Dash God. And they're just like, we wouldn't even do this shit. Like,
yeah. Like, look at these.
They're like, this is fucked up. This is fucked. I mean, we do some pretty fucked up shit, but this is fucking fucked.
It can't even leave $20,000. It's fucking.
It's so easy to extort them. I mean, yeah, it's crazy. Nuts.
Yeah, we can wrap this up.
Yeah. We're done, people.
Thank you.
Done.
Nice. Bobby with a Y, thank you so much, buddy. It was good to see you. Check out his stuff. Adam, pleasure seeing you. And always, I don't know why I said that like a distant friend. Pleasure seeing you, buddy. I'll never see you again. I'm going to go die. No,
we'll be on the road together Friday.
I'm excited to see you. Yeah, guys, another day in the cult. All right, we'll see you next time.
Later. Peace.
It's your Pope again. What's up, everybody? Just a little reminder, go on to iTunes, rate, review, give us some love on Spotify if you're not doing it already. Adam and I are going to be all over the place doing stuff local and national, so check us out at I Am Neil Wood or at Adam Nutter. Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye. That's a Pope fart.
Hi, I'm International Man of Mystery, Dan DePriel, and I'm one of the weekday comics. My friend Dave and I get paid to do comedy, believe it or not. But we're not allowed to tell all the jokes we want to tell. That's why we started this podcast. Join us every Tuesday at 8 p.m., where we're going to talk about the news of the day and tell a couple of jokes that we just don't feel comfortable telling on stage. Hey, we don't have careers, so who gives a weekday comics? Our podcast, where we can be the big bags of trash we were born to be and aren't allowed on the shows they pay us to do.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.